KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Time for another Heritage Foundation update. Joining us from Washington is Genevieve Wood. Genevieve, thanks for taking the time weekly to keep us well informed.
Always one of the highlights of my week, Steve, so thanks for having me.
Well, today, look at what Congress may be doing with social media apps like TikTok and why. There's an article at the Daily Signal. Congress can condition TikTok's continued operation in U.S. on severing all ties with China. Well, what do you know about it?
Well, I think one thing that people should know, because they probably have heard, this is a ban on TikTok. It's not banning TikTok, the app. It's saying that as long as you are owned and operated basically by the Chinese Communist Party, you're not going to be able to operate here. And I would think most Americans would think that's a good idea. TikTok is not owned by, it's owned by ByteDance, quote unquote, a private company, but it's not a private company because there basically are no private companies in China. I mean, if you look at all of our media outlets, where it's NBC News or the New York Times or CNN, I mean, you name the network or channel, those are all privately owned. They don't answer to the government in Washington. TikTok, owned by ByteDance, does own to the Chinese Communist Party. And all this legislation is saying is, unless you are willing to sell yourself to a truly private company, could be an American company, could be an English company, could be a company in Germany, could be a lot of, you know, could be a conglomerate of different companies, but it cannot have connections to the Chinese Communist Party or Iran or North Korea, any of the places that are our enemies that are also trying to spy on us, because that's how the Chinese government can use the app like TikTok to actually spy on U.S. citizens and the U.S. broadly.
Yeah, and the part that quite honestly has frustrated me over, I don't know, the last year or so dealing with this, you know, just having friends and associates that I know are on the app, including ministries I'm aware of that use it. The head is in the sand and ignorance is bliss, or they're just completely ignorant about the effects of using an app like this. The other thing that concerns me is, quite honestly, I feel for those that maybe were totally ignorant. There's people who their livelihood comes from the activity that they do on social media, including TikTok. And, you know, if they're not diversified across social media, it's akin to, you know, putting all your eggs in one basket in the stock market. They could be devastated.
Right.
And that's kind of another subject, but it's a real issue. And when it comes to China, some of the things we don't even, I was going to say we don't even understand. There's some of us that do. I mean, I'm not totally informed, but as far as land ownership in America or the products that we buy and how it impacts in China, forced labor, it doesn't take much to do a search on the internet and find out how important it is, the purchasing and usage decisions that we make.
Oh, it's huge. And I think you're right, though. People don't, you don't see it when you pick up something and you look at it, maybe you say it says made in China. You don't think about the fact who made this actually in China. Was it forced labor? It could have been. You don't think about the fact when you're using your TikTok app that maybe the Chinese were using that to spy on you or to spy on others in your family. I mean, especially we've heard about all the concern with young people using this app and how it knows their behaviors and how it uses that information to then try to get them to use or to go to other different sites and view certain types of material, oftentimes, which is very negative for them. We've seen really bad issues with anxiety and depression among young people, and a lot of it has to do not just with TikTok, it's social media in general, but TikTok is certainly one of the worst offenders. And all that information is going back to China. Is there a reason that we think the Chinese government doesn't allow the version of TikTok that we have in America to be used in China? They don't allow their teenagers and young people to use the app that our young people and teenagers are using. Why is that? Is it because they know there's something bad going on there, something nefarious in terms of how it's programming their minds and causing problems with them? They use it as an education tool in China, not as a kind of tool that we're seeing here. So there's a reason for that. And I think people need to be much more wary of products that are created by governments. That it's not the Chinese people, it's their government, the CCP, that has real disdain for this country and wants to, you know, would like to see us, our downfall. They're using every tool they have, including things like TikTok, including things like trying to buy land in the U.S. for nefarious purposes. They're not just buying it because it's a good investment. There's reasons they're wanting to do that. That's one reason you see states, not all, but individual states, coming up with legislation saying you can't buy land here anymore. We will not be selling any land to China. And there's good reasons for that.
Well, I mean, I guess where there's smoke, you know, there's typically fire. And I, you know, I didn't actually on my own decide to look for information on the internet and educate myself about stuff like this. But when you see stories that are related to things like this, you know, do your due diligence to dig in a little bit and find out, you know, this is how we end up with Chinese police stations in major U.S. cities.
That's right.
That, you know, and I say that and people, I imagine, are like, what are you talking about? But
go check it out. They found one in Houston. They found one in Houston, Texas. So it doesn't even have to be, you know, the places you might think that is absolutely. Remember the Chinese spy balloon that was floating over the country?
Right.
I mean, what do people think that was for? I mean, is that just a science project? I don't think so.
Yeah, it was.
And the reality is, to your point, Steve, I mean, for the people who've built businesses around this, it is very unfortunate. But this is not new. We've been talking about the problem with TikTok for some time. And the fact that you have so many, I mean, name the last piece of legislation that got a huge bipartisan vote. So many members of Congress from both Republican and the Democratic Party have voted for this. It was overwhelming. That's usually a sign that something really good is happening or something really bad is happening. My guess is it's really good in this case, because it's not about spending money. It's a realization of the damage that this app and those who actually are running it can do to this country and the people who live in it. So I feel bad for people who built their business around it, but you don't get to sell out the country and our security just because you've got a business going. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So what I would encourage our listeners to do is, you know, do their due diligence to look online, you know, do a search for, you know, just search Congress, TikTok, or Congress, China. And, you know, a good place to do that is dailysignal.com. It's the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation, where we typically find news articles that we feel would be pertinent and relevant to you as a listener in New Mexico. Even, you know, international stories like this impact, you know, but it's like you said, Genevieve, it's not new. I mean, I have to think maybe 20 years ago, I was aware of the land grab that China's been doing in America for some time. And, you know, when they fall on the radar is, you know, someone that is you know, essentially an American enemy and supporting causes around the globe that are totally contrary to either of the top two parties that typically, you know, are found as an administration in the White House. It's just another reason to remind us that we need to be good stewards of the content we're able to use and on a daily basis, just, you know, be educated.
Yeah, and thank you for drawing attention to it. And you're right. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. It's hard to keep up with all of it. There's no doubt about that. But that's one reason, I mean, the Heritage Foundation, which owns the Daily Signal, exists is because we have experts who are experts in certain fields, and they can spend all their time following, you know, key issues. And we have people that their main issue is social media and following that work and seeing what's good and what's bad. And one of my colleagues, Kara Frederick, she used to work at Facebook. She's been on top of this story for a number of years calling attention to it. And by the way, she calls attention to things like Facebook as well. TikTok isn't the only platform we have to watch. But I just, you know, there are experts out there who this is what they do, and it's worth your time to take a look at some of their information.
Absolutely. Well, Genevieve, we appreciate your insight and the time you take to keep us informed on a weekly basis. And hey, let's catch up on Good Friday.
Sounds great. Look forward to that.
All right. Thanks for tuning in and stick around. We're going to catch up with Brian Cochran. Our Friday financial update actually takes a look at opportunities we have as believers in the workplace to be ambassadors for Christ. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect.